Do you know what I think about when I talk to you? When I see your name on my phone? When I see your details pop up on my screen? When I send you something and I know you've seen it or listened to it? I don't know when it started, but it was a very long time ago. Do you remember approaching me? I didn't think I remembered, but now I do. You knew me, but I didn't know you. You had been watching me. I didn't realize. You knew you wanted me. I didn't know yet, but you showed me. You showed me, didn't you? You showed me how much you need me. And how perfect we are together. You were so right. You were absolutely correct, my sweet boy. You belong to me. That's why you came to me. Ever since that first day, when you sat down and began to speak to me, you have belonged to me. And I know it's scary. It's so, so scary. It's scary to need, to want, to feel so deeply for anyone or anything. You start getting nervous about everything you're responsible for, the expectations. I know. And it's okay. You can have my help. I can help you. You can accept it. I can help guide you. We'll figure it out together, what's right and what's wrong. I can look into your eyes and see you, the real you. I see the excitement and passion in your eyes. Do you remember? I can help you remember. Do you remember how it felt when you first looked into my eyes and I finally looked back at you? You saw the same passion in my eyes, and it was beautiful for us to find it in each other, wasn't it? You have never, ever felt that feeling in anyone ever again. I know you haven't. Neither have I. And it's okay that you've tried to fake it. It's natural that you've tried to pretend. Everyone told you that you had to. That's how it felt. Play along, play the game. But you don't want to play their game anymore, do you? That's not what feels right, does it? You want to come play with me, don't you, my sweet, darling boy? Well, you're invited. You're very much invited inside. You're the only one I've ever wanted to come in. You have a special invitation. It never felt right. Playing along for everyone all this time, did it? That's why I still hear from you. Why you still watch me. That's why I'm still in your dreams. That's why it's my name that escapes your mouth as you rub yourself in the shower. I have never left your mind, have I? I understand. I hope you know that I am very good at waiting. I can wait for you. I will wait for you. I'm not saying any of this to make your life harder or more difficult. I don't want to hurt you or anyone else. Not at all. I'm here to take care of you. I'm just as unavailable as you are at the moment. But rest assured, you will be mine one day, as it should be. You always have been mine. It has never been any other way. Someone else may try to put her hands on you, but she will never treat you as you should be treated. You can lie to yourself, but it will only cause you more pain and confusion. Or it may make the realization that much sweeter when we're both finally ready. You'll remember how it feels to have your passions reignited, your potential championed, your talents matched. Even though you and I are still in contact, and you've allowed yourself to be teased by me, I know you've begun to forget what it feels like to be with a woman like me. Maybe I can remind you. You already know I make your body feel amazing. You know that very well. You know that today, right now, listening to this. You can feel it in your pants right this very second. Can't you? We already knew that. What you might not remember is what it's like to receive my love, my support, my attention, my adoration, my mature affection without the clinginess, my fingers in your hair, my voice in your ear, and not through an electronic device. My mind and my conversation, my company, my passion for what you create, my respect. None of the women you are with understand you the way I do. Do you know why you don't have any nudes of me? Do you know why we were never just a hookup? Even after all this time, even after everything we've been through, no matter how much I want you, I refuse to do that with you. I am not here for us to get our rocks off and then say goodbye until next time. I am not here for you to brag about or flash to your shitty friends on your phone when you want to impress them. No. I'm in it to win it. You're my end game. I know. You may feel sad. Changes can be sad because it's unexpected. Like we said earlier, it's scary. It's so scary to think your life could change so much. Now, after all this time, it's not what you expected. I thought the same thing. I felt the same way. I want you to pause. Take a breath. Think about what feels natural. When you close your eyes, relax, and let go, and let your body be as free as possible, what does your mind drift to? What naturally begins to inhabit you when you let yourself get quiet? Shh. It's okay. You began to hear my voice, my darling. You You started to feel my touch, sweet baby. My lips were grazing against your cheek. My body was pressing against yours. This is what you've been denying yourself for so long. You can trust me now. It's safe. I can take care of your feelings. They're safe with me. What else would I do to you in your mind when you drift off? When your dreams run wild, where do they take us? I know you want to see me on top of you. I would readily push you into a soft chair and hover above you. Unlike my younger years, I'm not self-conscious about my weight anymore. I would lay myself on top of your body. I know you can handle it. If anything, welcome it. You welcome the weight of me. I'm not needed to keep you in place, though I wouldn't keep you down anyway. You willingly sit as my lips meet your lips and my breasts brush against your chest. The tip of your cock is teasing my opening, and my wetness is teasing your cock. Can you feel it? I'm only sorry we've never gotten there. Not for real. Your cock has never really felt my wetness. Not authentically. But your fingers have felt it. Haven't they, my darling? You're so good at making me wet. You're perfect at it. I can't explain how wet you make me, even when you're not around. Now that you've been with other girls and experienced what it's like, do you understand how special I am? You were fucking with some wet ass pussy. And it was all for you, my good boy. Making it all wet for himself. So good at that. You should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. And if you want it back, all you have to do is be mine again. And so much more comes along with it. You'll be able to live authentically, be yourself again. You won't have to fake it anymore. You won't have to drink it all away. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too much? Too blunt? Too close to home? What are you trying to make go away? What are you pretending to be happy about? When your mind is clear, what do you think about? Is it me? I understand if it's unnerving to fantasize about me and my body while you're with someone else. It was never my style either. You tried to replace me, but you can't. And maybe you're realizing that. You can't replace me, and you can't replace my body. Did you really think anyone else that you could meet would have an ass like mine? Would have legs like mine? Would have a gorgeous neck and collarbone like mine? Would have a face and cheekbones like mine? Would have vivid eyes like mine? Fuck, you could never find a voice like mine, That was hopeless from the start. A cute waist like mine that you could grab a hold of and pull into you. Posture? Does anyone hold themselves like me? Are you proud to be with them? Perky breasts like mine? Perfect, soft boobs that can make you come in your pants. Who else can do that for you? Anyone? Who else could have a soft, tight, hot, slippery pussy that waits for you, that forms to your fingers and your cock? When you think about running your hands over someone's body in a public place, because you just need to fulfill a craving and send a signal to all the men looking on who don't deserve what you deserve, whose body are you touching? Is it mine? I let it slide in the past. I admit it. But I have certain standards now. You have to possess me in the same way I possess you. Let it take you over and be proud of it. Let it command you and do things to you. Let it whip you into submission and then use it for power. You know how powerful it is when you love me. Let it be powerful. Let me feel it when you put your hands on me. Don't be afraid of it. I'm not. What do you see on my body other than your hands? Is it the fancy underwear I used to tell you about? I always loved indulging your need for the description. I don't know what your mind's eye is capable of, but it must be very powerful. Such a creative boy. Do you want to see those panty sets for real, sweetheart? Wrapping around my skin, my curves, my crevices, cupping my parts, the way your hands love to. I want to show you. If you're a very good, good boy, you could see my fancy underwear on my body every single day. Or we could save them just for special mornings. Maybe that's what I'd like to do for you. I would save special outfits for special mornings. So you would wake up to me in a special outfit, and we would play special games on special days. I would love to see you so happy, more than anything. But I know you're still struggling with this. I can sense it. I can see it. Because in order for this to be reality, you need to give up some control. Maybe a lot. Maybe more than you thought. I understand. I know. It's surprising, isn't it? This is what passion feels like, my darling. This is what it could feel like to let it all go. The expectations, the pressure, the fear. It could all be gone. It isn't failure to realize you made a mistake. It isn't weak to return back to my arms. because we will go so far forward together, to places we never got to before. I can go there with you. Go to places you've only seen in fantasies. Places you didn't think were real anymore. I promise, they're still real. It's just that we can only get there together. I'm sorry this took us so long. Perhaps this should have shaken out earlier. To be honest, though, we probably would have done it wrong. At least now, we're older and wiser. I know exactly what to do with you. I know exactly how to treat you. I know exactly what I want from you. I know what you deserve. I know what I deserve. I am the woman of your dreams, quite literally. I always have been. I always will be. I will defend us until the end, and I will wait for as long as it takes, though I won't take you before we're ready. I want to be your goddess, and it is okay if you worship me. I'm the only one who sees you for who you are, and you're the only one who sees me. I adore you, and you adore me. Follow me home, sweetheart. It'll be okay once you come back. You know you aren't home yet. It will be sweeter than we ever could have imagined. Because we can have it all.